Blog Talk Radio.
Factory whistle, he cracks up. He thinks it's hilarious. And he can't speak yet. We just look at each other and laugh. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You heard the words to that song, right? Our fathers fought the Second World War, and they spent their summers at the Jersey Shore. If you can spend your summer at the Jersey Shore today, you're a very wealthy person. You're lucky if you can spend a week there. How are things different today than they were when our fathers fought the Second World War? We were more patriotic. We were more religious. We were more God and country people. Today, we're nothing. We're nobody's trying to make something of nothing. And we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. And the things that break my heart are to watch our nation, being filched by a handful of politicians, 100 senators and 500 Viet Congress mice, and they're all playing us for suckers. They tell you what you want to hear, but you don't get it. I saw a guy at a college campus today in a video clip, and he was asking the students who were in their 20s, what do you think about Obama lying to us? And he just showed them everything that Obama said that turned out to be a lie. And I watched the black girls in the interview. And usually when blacks are asked about Obama, they don't care if he murdered O.J. They will stand by him. Blacks are very loyal to whoever they support. They blindly stay loyal to whoever they support. And you know what I saw? I saw hurt looks on the black girls' faces. And because they had to admit the guy is snowing everybody. And you could see, you know, if you think you've been let down, how would you like to be somebody who blindly followed this guy and put all your eggs in his basket? And now you realize you've been had. And I really felt sorry for them because they were railroaded. They were really lied to. They were really lied to. This was supposed to be their day, their time, and they were just used. I don't blame it on his black part. I blame it on his evil white part. Never forget, his white part was communist from the beginning. But anyway, having said that, let me go through a couple of things. The president's column, this is a different president. This is a president who is affiliated with, I think it's the NRA. His name's James W. Porter II. Oh, and you know something? You know, when you talk about Bushes, let me tell you how I describe the Bushes. It's Daddy Bush and it's Baby Bush, okay? I don't distinguish George W. or George H. or whatever it is. It's Daddy and Junior. And the one thing I've got against the Junior is he never helped out any of the soldiers who were sent to prison. He never pardoned any of them. He never reviewed their trials. And he even threw his Secretary of Defense under the bus, who is loyal to him to this day. You can't get a finer man than Rumsfeld. And who destroyed Rumsfeld? The people that you've seen up in Brown University. The people that booed Ray Kelly off the stage. Those are your modern-day Nazis, but they're not Nazis because the Nazi Party is dead since 1945. The only surviving socialist party that is around that was competition to the Nazis was the Communist Party, and that is now the Democrat Party. You don't believe it yet, but mark my words, every day you will lose another freedom, and every day you'll get a little bit wiser, and by the time the light bulb comes on, it'll be too late. And never forget, the only people that got skin in this game are the parents and loved ones of the 1% that fights for us on the battlefield. And everybody is excited because the Boston Red Sox won, and it was a morale booster for the Boston Marathon victims. Boston Marathon victims are in the U.S. military every day, every hour of the day, every minute of the day, and they're being betrayed by their own military. They're being betrayed by senators and congressmen and all of the communist rats in the country, who pull on your heartstrings and tell you about the drones are killing innocent people. 3,000 innocent people don't count. Everybody thinks 9-1-1 was a movie. We're a nation of schmucks. We're living in Schmuckville. And we're electing a communist in New York named de Blasio. And do you know what his biggest charge was against Loder, who was endorsed by Giuliani, the guy that saved New York? twice. You know what this charge is? He's a radical. He's in the Tea Party. Did you ever see the Tea Party people? They got 2 minutes of fight left. But you know what? They are trying to hold on to a country so that it doesn't become an international pariah. And let me tell you something. We are going communist, and you don't realize it. This government made a grab for 16% of the economy of the people. You're going to have to beg for your health care. They're going to take your money, and they're going to put it in abortion clinics and rehab units. They're going to tell you that you have to have pregnancy coverage even though you're a man, or used to be a man. And you're going to have to wear silly hats like they're trying to make the Marine Corps wear. Can you believe that? We'll be covering that very shortly. So let me read this story here. Yeah, this is NRA. As the head of mayors against illegal guns, Mayor Michael Bloomberg has revealed several of his personality characteristics in his crusade to attack our Second Amendment rights. I'm going to interrupt to give you some good news. Today, a court censured a judge. Judge, I think her name is Schindler. She's a communist. She's a real Nazi. No, Nazi is too kind a word. Communist is the word. Because they know how to kill you without even standing behind the gun. And she has been relieved of her duties in this case. And the police department can go back to search and destroy. Yeah. Okay, so going back to this guy's story, Bloomberg has revealed several of his personality characteristics in his crusade. Now, a crusade is a good thing. A crusade is to protect the weak. Oh, the communists will tell you the crusaders were animals and they sacked cities and killed innocent Muslims. But the only reason the crusaders were there is because the Muslims started it first. When people went on pilgrimages to pray to Jesus, and they robbed them and raped them because they're infidels and they're not worthy of life. We know he is a petulant and stubborn from his refusal to accept U.S. Senate votes cast on April 17th. But developments since then force us to wonder if he is also delusional. He has spent tens of millions of his personal fortune, like George Soros, the KBG capitalist, estimated at $27 billion to run TV ads attacking senators who voted against his anti-gun agenda. But the ads have also solidified the targeted senior's opposition. Even his ally in the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer, told Time magazine, "Frankly, I don't think Bloomberg's ads are effective." Indeed, in several states, Bloomberg's attack ads drove up the popularity of the targeted senators by giving them a platform. My friends in New York, we are known as liberal New York, communist in New York, atheistic in New York. That's what we're known to honest people in the rest of the country. And nobody likes us because we're smarter. We think we're smarter than everybody else. What Southerner has any respect for a New Yorker? And why not? Because New Yorkers are always banging the South. So what do you expect them to do? Take it? Bloomberg must have eventually realized that his ads were digging him into a deeper hole. He switched his tactics, launching a national bus tour to harangue senators in their home states. But the tour went wrong at its very first stop. As the media hook, the No More Names tour featured the reading of a list of all victims of gun violence since the Newtown tragedy, Bloomberg's consultants first deployed this gambit in their protest at the NRA annual meetings. But of our 80,000 attendees, no one really paid attention to what his new protesters were doing. But they were paying attention in New Hampshire, the bus's first stop, and when the name Tamerlan Tsarnaev was read, observers were outraged. "He's a terrorist," shouted one attendee. Yes, the Bloomberg list of victims murdered by guns included one of the Boston Marathon terrorist bombing suspects. This slap in the face to the real victims of the bombing spread like wildfire. And after several hours of being pounded in the media, a Bloomberg spokesman was forced to apologize for the mistake. Oh, man. You see this this insurance debacle? Do you know what Obama came out and said today? You are guaranteed you will be able to keep your undertaker. But that wasn't the only mistake in the list. Far from it. The list also included California cop killer Christopher Donner and at least four others who were killed in shootouts with the police. One analysis found that fully one of in 12 names on the list were crime suspects. Unbelievable. You know, he's got a law that you can't drink more than 16 ounces of soda. Did you know that? Sweet drinks. And as a matter of fact, he personally checks the kiosks, you know, the pee kiosks on 42nd Street. He has a beaker. He stands at the door with a beaker when somebody goes in to relieve themselves. He follows them to the urinal. He's got a 16-ounce beaker. In response, the New Hampshire Sheriff's Association and Association of Chiefs of Police co-signed a letter to Bloomberg, which read in part, "It's deeply shameful that your organization listed these criminals as having been murdered. We are deeply offended that your group suggested that a terrorist and their criminals who tried to injure or kill our brother officers are victims. It was also too much for several mayors who resigned from the Bloomberg group. The ones who didn't quit are now effectively endorsing Bloomberg's idea that victims of gun violence include terrorists, murderers, and rapists." Oh, man. How sad, huh? What a nation. What a nation. I don't want to read the whole thing because I'll eat up the clock. But that's one. Here's the president's column, Obama's meanest streets. The Chicago Crime Commission has named the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, as the city's public enemy number one. You know what, my friends? We are overrun with drugs. It is really sad. You can't get a drug-free town in this country. There, you'll never see a sign, "Welcome to drug-free Staten Island," or "Drug-free Queens," "Welcome to drug-free Podunk." You can't find anybody that can claim that they're a drug-free town. It is really sad. And speaking of towns, I'm watching a little town in Kentucky, and the entire town, mostly white, are on food stamps, the entire town. And here is a president that just shot a $660 million to a Canadian company to do what those people in Kentucky could have done, not to go online. Isn't it sad? And, you know, I'm watching those people, and they would work tomorrow if they could get a job. And I'm looking at them, and I'm saying, Kentucky, Kentucky. What's in Kentucky? Coal. Kentucky is full of coal. Oh. Well, did he really wage war on coal, or did he really wage war on the people of Kentucky? Did he really wage war on coal, or did he really wage war on the people of Pennsylvania? Did he really wage war on coal, or did he really wage war on the people of Ohio? Is this what we're coming down to now? Give me an excuse and I'll shut them all down. 18,000 IRS agents are coming online. You think they're coming online for somebody that didn't pay their health care? They're coming online because they're going to be raiding churches throughout the land, asking to see books and records. The purge is coming, my communist brothers. Comrades, we're soon all going to be in one lump. And so, let's see what it says here. It is estimated Guzman is a billionaire Mexican crime boss, one of the world's biggest criminal profit centers. I was thinking about, what, you know, the 2,200 guns that Eric Holder and Obama ran into Mexico and gave them to the drug lords. You don't think that they get champagne contributions for the party doing that, do you? You don't think that the 50 to 70,000 Mexicans have scared other Mexicans into running across the border for safety, and then we're going to hide them here until it's time to legalize illegal immigrants and
then the Democratic Party will rule, or the Communist Party will rule forever. Everybody in the Republican Party is taking Spanish lessons this week. Amigo! Amigo! I'm a friendo! Yeah, unbelievable. You ever hear that? You know what they do, right? Whatever the dirty Democrats do, the repuppies, the mince pie boys, they follow suit. Democrats say, well, we're going to have a black presidential candidate. Oh, we got a black presidential candidate, too. We have a gay, we have a Latino, we have Latinos in our party. Oh, we have Latinos, too. We have Jose and Frank. Yeah. Oh, we have, the Democrats will say, we have gay guys in our party. And the Republicans say, we have Latinos in our party. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. That used to be a Jerry Lewis skit. And Jerry Lewis was talking to himself in the mirror, and he said he was afraid of these muscle guys with big muscles. And the mirror, his conscience is talking back to him. And he goes, well, they're big and strong. And the guy says, you can be big and strong. So they got big muscles. And you can get big muscles. He says, I messed it up. He says, yeah, you know, they're big and strong. So you can get big and strong. And he says, well, they have guns. You can get a gun. They have knives. You can get a knife. They got big, strong muscles. You can get a knife. Okay. So going back, let's see what he says. Guzman is a billionaire Mexican crime boss. It is estimated that El Chapo controls at least 60,000 or 23,000 square miles of rugged mountains in Sinaloa and Durango. You need 100,000 soldiers surrounding the area, and even then I'm not sure if you can succeed in capturing him. That's the number of street gang soldiers Guzman has in Chicago alone. He's got 100,000 in Chicago. Now, you don't think that his money isn't getting to Chicago City Hall? No? Oh, and you know what? Every Wednesday, we're all going to get chocolate pudding. The only way you can keep politicians honest is to rotate them. You know, they're elected for 2 years? Fine. That's it. You got your 2 years. Get out. It'll take them a year just to find out how the desk and the chair work. By the time the guy who was paying off the last guy gets to them, it'll be time to go, and then they have to start all over again. One term per termite is all you need. That's all you need. So, Shorty, his army of armed, if Guzman's name translates to Shorty, his army of armed gang criminals are called Shorties. The cartel is primarily involved in the smuggling and distribution of Colombian cocaine. There is a book you got to get. It's called Red Cocaine. It was written in the 50s and the 60s. Red Cocaine. It's a red book, and on the cover is a picture of Lenin with a hypodermic needle and the hammer and sickle. Drugs is chemical warfare used by the communists to take this country down. Just like a sniper prefers to wound his enemy than to kill him, because he knows that one wounded enemy requires four active bodies to bring him back to safety in a hospital. And that's what they're doing. They're wounding our kids. And our kids then become a liability. They're no good to anybody. They're no good to their family. They're no good to their God. They're no good to their country. And they don't listen to God anyway. They listen to the man that has the white powder that's going to give them a little taste. And that's their master. And they're all slaves. The cartel is primarily involved in the distribution of Mexican marijuana, methamphetamine, and Southeast Asian heroin. And all the drug routes were created in the 40s by the Soviets. From their location in Chicago's Little Village, the cartel wholesales their drugs to local street gangs. How about that 25% dropout rate in high schools? What do you think that's all about? Why would you want to go and flip burgers at McDonald's when you have a buddy who just made $2,000 today is selling smack? Huh? He's getting all the girls. He gets nice cars. Why would you want to flip burgers? The cartel is primarily involved in, we mentioned all the drugs. And from their location, Little Village, the cartel wholesales the drugs to local street gangs. Do you know there are over 1,300,000 gang members in the United States? I can't remember the number of gangs. One show I did it and I had the right figures. But you wouldn't believe. This one in Chicago is 120,000 gang members. So it might be more like 13 million gang members in the country. One gang, the Gangster Disciples, works with the cartel. From this location alone, they distribute 2 metric tons a month. Forbes.com, February 18, 2013, coverage of this public enemy, said Guzman, is responsible for up to 90% of all the drugs in the street, bringing in over $1.8 billion in ill-gotten cash. And that's why your government wants to get into it. They don't care how many guys OD. As a matter of fact, they don't care. What they care about is the revenue that they're losing. NBC News touted the president's push for stricter gun laws, reporting Obama pointed it to recent incidences of violence, including the murder of Hadiya Pendleton, the Chicago teenager who was gunned down shortly after performing with his classmates in Obama's second inaugural parade. But the Daily Beast, the .com, described the senseless truth about the 15-year-old girl's a tragic death. The real public enemy number one in Chicago has 100,000 young faces. It is these shorties who are committing most of the mayhem in the city. And drug money corrupts the police, too. It corrupts everybody. Bankers, senators, congressmen, presidents. In the middle, remember the MENA airport, Arkansas cocaine run? Who was the governor? Guy named Clinton. You should dig that story up. That one will really have you scratching your head. In the Pendleton case, 2 young men from the SUWU gang were allegedly seeking retribution for attacks by members of the 46 terror gang. The 2 SUWU shorties opened fire in what they mistook for rival shorties in a park. Huddled under a canopy during a rainstorm, the targets were in fact a group of eminently blameless teens who had just taken their final exams. There was no shelter from the bullets, and Pendleton fell fatally wounded. This isn't one single thing in the Obama-Bloomberg common sense agenda. There isn't one single thing in the Obama-Bloomberg common sense agenda that would have prevented this senseless crime. You cannot take guns away from the innocent and law-abiding. And if you do, that is a coup d'etat, and the country is now in a revolution. Yet there are 3 powers possessed by the president that might have prevented her death. Enforcement of felony provisions of federal firearm laws that can be used to surgically remove armed criminals, gang members, and drug dealers from society. Prison terms under those laws are harsh and certain, but Chicago ranks 90th at the very bottom of U.S. federal judicial districts for prosecution. And then there are racketeering statutes that could root out gang power. And there is closing the southern border to cartel drug smugglers, something the administration refuses to do. They're not going to alienate their campaign contribution people. As the president and his minions refuse to enforce ample laws against Guzman's army in Chicago, the daily toll in death and mayhem and in fear and terror for ordinary Chicagoans simply drones on. The Second Amendment and law-abiding Americans are not to blame for this. The blame lies with those who are not aggressively attacking criminals. Oh, no. The Department of Justice, under the head of the bag man for Bill Clinton, they're too busy going after law-abiding citizens that might vote a Tea Party. That's who it is. The enemy is the Tea Party. Here's another one called Standing Guard from Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President of the NRA. Stunning revelations are from the deepening scandals at the Internal Revenue Service continue to draw headlines. It is clear that the targeting of groups for their belief in the sanctity of the U.S. Constitution could easily spread to Americans who cherish the Second Amendment. We have lost our schools to the communists, my friends. Your children are being brainwashed every day. Just take a look at Brown University. Lost in much of the media coverage of IRS bullying tactics against Tea Party and Patriot groups. Imagine picking out names like Patriot. If they have the name Patriot in their title, go after them. And Obama's doing that to the military right now. They're locking chaplains in the chapel. Lost in much of the media coverage of these bullying tactics is the substance and breadth of the intrusion of federal IRS agents marked by demands for highly detailed and private information. Mind you, these targeted groups, approaching 300 in number, had applied for tax-exempt status, the same corporate designation governing the National Rifle Association, so they could better exercise their First Amendment rights to assemble, speak out, and educate. As the president of the Waco, Texas Tea Party told Politico, they were asking for a U-Haul truck's worth of information. These demands for impossible documentation included names, addresses of donors, of volunteers, copies of all web pages, a list of books members that members were reading, their specific subjects of prayer, copies of minutes of the meeting, and newsletters and resumes of board members, including political affiliation, copies of speeches and meeting flyers. Whether or not the IRS was satisfied remained at the sole discretion of bureaucrats. My friends, if you reduce government by 80%, you'll never feel it. You will never feel it. As a matter of fact, you may feel good. And your pocketbook may feel a little heavier. You heard about the Department of Homeland Security, all of the employees putting in 2 hours overtime every day, and they weren't doing nothing but shopping on the Internet, yet that they don't have $5 for a guy on the border that's running through the swamp grass trying to save his life and to save an American life. Yep. And applicants were warned that their replies to questions were subject to federal prosecution for perjury. My friends, the communist government is here. It's in place. Right now, what they're doing is they are solidifying position. And then they will go on a second offensive. The first offensive is now in play. And ask yourself this. Who are the 25 commie czars that Obama appointed? Is the number still 25, or has the number decreased or increased? My guess is it has increased. Of these 25 communist czars, what agencies are they overseeing? And what agenda are those agencies now fomenting? And I can tell you that I believe that one of the agencies that they are overseeing right now with extreme prejudice is the Department of Defense. Look at Leon Panetta. This was the head of the Department of Defense. He leaked the names of the SEAL team, the unit that took out bin Laden. He told the world it was SEAL Team 6. What is it, a couple of months later, a SEAL Team 6 was taken out in a chopper crash? How convenient. And 6 or 7 Afghan commandos were changed out on the tarmac the very night they were taken off. And the names on the manifest that didn't match the 7 commandos who were taken off the mission and substituted with 7 others. I wonder how the other seven felt when they found out that they were a dead man walking. We are up against a very clever enemy, one that uses our credit cards and our airline tickets to put us out of business. We underestimate them. We have underestimated them. And to this day, and now they're in the White House making a policy for the military. They call themselves CARE. And God, you would be shocked to learn how many Muslim names are on Obama's guest list. I don't know what to say. I do know that God is the enemy of the Democrat Party. They kicked him out at the last convention. Unborn children is the enemy of the Democrat Party. They want to kill them as soon as possible. And they call it a woman's right to choose. Hitler called it the final solution. There's no difference. There's no difference between a concentration camp and a demo camo chop shop, which now God-fearing and God-loving Christians must pay with their tax money to destroy life, or they will be fined. You think about that. So, what else we have here? We'll take a break. I'll play you a tune. When I come back, we'll do some of the local news of the day. But the 25 czars, I'd like to know how they're working. They've been in power now for 5 years. Surely these termites have buried into the yoke of freedom, and surely they can do a lot of damage. I'll give you a nice tune, take you back to the 50s, when couples went steady.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
Oh, I wanted to do a plug for Ken Cuccinelli. I promised his supporters I would put a plug in for him. They wanted a donation. I gave him a donation. I gave him a 10 spot. But anyway, Ken Cuccinelli, is running for governor for the state of Virginia. And he's up against the national sleazeball
I can't think of his name right now, but he was the he bought Hillary Clinton's house in Chappaqua. He bought it for Hillary because they said at the time they were crying poverty and they didn't have the money. But he was the bag man, but not as big a bag man as Hillary's brother, who got caught with $450,000 the campaign contribution for a drug dealer's pardon, the Vignali crime family donation to the Clintons. And, of course, it was very embarrassing because the press stuck a microphone in Hillary's face and said, "Do you know your brother has $450,000 in cash from the Vignali drug family? Isn't there a Vignali in jail? Is he getting a pardon from your husband?" She says, "I have no idea." And, of course, they trot out the two Democrat buzzwords when they get caught stealing. They always fall on first. "I'm shocked and appalled." "I'm shocked and appalled." Shocked and appalled, you mean like when you passed a law that said that the House and the Senate could do insider trading with Wall Street, but if Wall Street did insider trading, they would get a 10 to 20 in the big house. But the House and the Senate were exempt. So everybody found out about it, and it was an outrage. So they said, okay, we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to rescind the law. And everybody said, oh, what a great, honest Congress and Senate. And they rescinded the law, and 30 days later, they quietly reinstated it. So they're back to insider trading. I'm reading a book about it now, and one night on the show when I'm really up to date on it, I'll tell you things that will jar your grandmother's preserves. So vote for Ken Cuccinelli because the other guy from the party of death is no good. Is no good. Cuccinelli will save Virginia. The other guy is going to just hand it over to the Communist Party. Cuccinelli is your man. And he's within 4 points of beating, I can't think of the guy's name, but on my website I have a picture of him auctioning off the United States. He's at the podium with the microphone and it says, "The USA going once and going twice." And just remember, Cuccinelli and Virginia, that's like, what's a good combination? Scotch and water. 197 military chiefs are fired by Obama, starting with the McChrystal setup. You don't think all these guys are Catholic, do you? 18,000 IRS agents. Watch out, church group. The devil is coming. Everybody is going to look bad, and the communists will call for no tax exemption. Because I'm sure when they go in and they start digging, Bishop so-and-so, he bought himself a new Mercedes. Oh, he's got a girlfriend on the side. Oh, and everybody will go, "I'm shocked and appalled. I'm shocked and appalled, all this corruption in these churches." Yeah, take away their tax-exempt status and give it to the Communist Party. Everybody's going to look bad, and the communists will call for no tax exemption. And then the second collection will go to a building abortion temples and rehab mosques. And having said that, we'll kill this blog. And let's see, you won't believe how many signed up. Can you believe $660 million, and they only got six guys to sign up? What's that? That's 100 million for each one with 60 million left over for coffee? Yeah. Let me write for the team. See, the good news today is Obama say, "You can keep your undertaker. I have my own radio show if you want to start a revolution." If you ever want to start a revolution, call me. I'll go along with it until they take us all away. What will they charge us with? Un-Americanism?
Yeah, more than six signed up. I know a guy who was almost number seven. He fell off the bar stool and he hurt his head, and he was rushed to the hospital, but it was closed for Obama lunch. Everything is Obama now. Obamacare, Obama phone, Obama lunch, Obama Benghazi, Obama Fast and Furious, Obama Bin Laden, Obama Bin Lenin, Obama News. Have you seen the sarin gas tanks being destroyed in Syria? Did you see the Made in Iraq logos? Remember when the communists said that Daddy Bush didn't go far enough when he threw the Iraqis out of Kuwait? They said he didn't go far enough. He should have went to Baghdad. Yes, no matter what you do, when you deal with the porridge people, you never win. My porridge is too hot. My porridge is too cold. That's the Democrat Party. They're the porridge people. Yeah, unbelievable. And they say bad things about who was the girl? Goldilocks. And they labeled her. They labeled her. Anyway, so have you seen the sarin gas tanks being destroyed in Syria? Oh, yeah, and then the Party of Death said that Daddy Bush didn't go far enough. And then they said that Baby Bush, he went too far. Yeah, that's the porridge people, man. Property of the Bath Party, it says on the gas tanks. Yeah, it has Made in Iraq logos on it. And it says, return the empty cylinders to get your Iraqi deposit back. Inspected by number 13, Mohammed Baradei. You know who Mohammed Baradei is? Mohammed Baradei was the honest to goodness UN nuclear weapons inspector who was inspecting the nuclear weapons in Iran. And he said, and Iraq. And he said, we don't have anything to worry about, and there is no nuclear weapons in Iran. And guess who ran for president on the last term? Mohammed Baradei, president of Iran. He wants to take Ahmadinejad's place. Unbelievable. But our president is negotiating with them. And you know what? If they cooperate and they give up the nukes, Obama is going to enroll them in Obamacare. Yeah, with a deductible of 1,000 tuman. That's you know what that is? One tuman is a nickel. That's their money, $1. 1,000 tuman is a nickel. Yeah, because America has the boycott and they took our money. And now we can't build these nukes to kill all the Israelis. This is no fun. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. There's two weaknesses we have that are going to destroy us. You know what they are? Intelligence. We have poor intelligence. They're trying to say, look, we got good intelligence. We're so good. We're better than the Europeans who are spying on us. They can't listen to Obama's telephone, but we can listen to Angela Merkel's telephone when she calls the hotline. Hello? Is this the boys with the bow ties? Can you come over to my house tonight? Yeah, we do the hoochie-coochie. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Yeah, so they want to take down NSA. Hey, got news for you. Breaking news. Snowden's a KGB agent. He's been one for a long time. And so is Obama. He's been a KGB agent since he took kindergarten classes from Frank Marshall Davis. You lost your country, you're not getting it back, and we're going to send all the black people to Russia because black people love cold. Yeah. And we're going to send all the Latinos to China, and we're just going to kill all the others. Everything will be good, and I'm going to be living in Wall Street. So, let me see here. You won't believe how many have signed up. GM, here's one. Great, GM has good earnings. They're back on their feet. Fantastic. How about paying back all the GM backers you knocked on their ass, starting with the preferred stockholders you robbed? then all the dealers you wiped out based on IRS inside information listing Republican donators.
Well, you don't think that happened? No, no, they were just going after the Tea Party. They never went after Republican donators who had shares of stock or owned a dealership in General Motors. That never happened. So help me, Lenin. Yeah, you know, so help me, God, it's gone. You lost it. That's how much freedom you've lost. You've lost the ability to say, so help me, God. You can't even say Merry Christmas in Macy's anymore. All you can say, comrades, believe and worship the red star of Macy's. Yeah, they do it. They take it away a little bit at a time, like Pavlov's dogs. And that's what we all are, Pavlov's dogs. No reward. You don't get a small deductible on your insurance. You vote Republican. $20,000 deductible on your health care. Yes. Oh, you voted communist? No deductible. Everything you get is free. We love America. Everything is free. Those communist purges did not start with the Tea Party. Time to make restitution to those you robbed. And don't say you can't afford it now, GM. Yes. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Bring God back into your life and pay the people you stole from. Oh, no, we can't do that, comrade. We have to win the war. Saudis are infuriated, insulted by U.S. efforts at reapproachment. Oh, my goodness. What's happening with our relations with Saudi Arabia? There is an Arab-Iranian, multi-language, Muslim, Middle Eastern organization called MEMRI, M-E-M-R-I. It stands for the Middle East Media Research Institute. And what they do every day, they issue bulletins on what's going on in the Middle East. So here is one of their bulletins by Y. Yehoshua. Yehoshua, the guy sounds Jewish. What's the Y stand for, Yankee? Let's see. U.S. Oh, John Kerry, he's at the top of his game right now. He is selling out this country. Guns are blazing. He is in his glory. He hasn't been able to betray this country since Vietnam. It is going great guns. He signed the U.N. gun agreement to take all the guns away from the Americans. And let's see what he did. He went to the secretary. He went to Saudi Arabia, and you saw the Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki was here, demanding more money after he told the Americans, "We're going to throw shoes at you like we did to Bush, and now get out and take all your crap with you, and we don't want to see you here again." And stop having gay pride parades in the Iraqi embassy because we don't like that. You didn't know about that, did you? No. Imagine being a Muslim and watching a gay pride parade inside an American embassy, and then you come out that night and you're having tea with your buddies at the Diwaniya, and you say, guess what the Americans were doing today? They were dressing up as women and walking around wearing a lot of makeup and pantyhose. Oh, my God, we have to kill them right away. Yeah, oh, my God. So U.S. State Secretary of State John Kerry's November 3rd, 2013 visit to Saudi Arabia will take place amidst considerable tension between the two countries. Everywhere Obama goes. What's that? Mary had a little lamb. The lamb was sure to follow. Yeah, everywhere that Obama goes. And trouble shows. Unbelievable, man. He's like Joe Blisterflick. You know who Joe Blisterflick is? Joe Blisterflick was an Al Cap, a cartoon character. He was the ugliest guy you'd ever want to see. He was very short, and he used to wear a black Star of the Hills hat, you know, with lots of holes in it, and he used to walk on railroad tracks. And the trains would collide. Wherever he went, tragedy followed. And there was a cloud always over his head with lightning bolts coming out of it.
And wherever he passed, tragedy struck. And this is, Joe Vlistaflik is now Obama and John Kerry. The Arab Spring has given rise to more than a few disagreements between the two countries over the policy of the U.S. administration. These disagreements are already severe due to the country's opposite policies on several issues, specifically the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi by Defense Minister General Abd al-Fattah al-Sisi. I'd like to be a general named General Sisi. Yeah, we got him now. Oh, we got him now. We got Admiral Lemon, yes, who just was decorated with the Congressional Earrings of Honor. Yeah, Admiral Lemon. If you want to see a pimp that's not wearing a pimp attire, look at Admiral Lemon. Yeah, there'll be more about him coming out very shortly, because he's part of the Purge group that's killing Christians inside the military. Yeah, and what a disgrace. I'm sure his ancestors want to rise up and pee on his grave. Specifically, the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi, he never showed any mercy, this guy. And it's good that they did that. It's good the military got rid of him. As well as the suppression of opposition protests in Bahrain were further exacerbated by the Obama administration's handling of the Syria crisis. I drew a red line. I drew a red line, and if they use one chemical weapon, I'm coming in with the force and the power of the United States and our affiliates. What, they used how many? They killed 1,000 with chemical weapons? Now what do I do? Hello, Putin, listen, can you help? Can you bail me out here? You know, I'm going to take care of you. I just got rid of two generals that were in charge of 450 nuclear missiles. I just relieved them. And so and if you send me the list of the other generals you want me to get rid of, I'll take care of it. But you got to get me off the hook on this one. I got a little problem back home. People are just finding out they're not going to have any medical insurance. And I already spent the money. I sent the money to Canada. Yeah, because the Canadians need that money. And the only thing they heard is the maple leaf. And you know how these Americans are. They hurt everybody. That's why I'm president, to straighten it all out. Saudi Arabia, which advocates the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. You know why they want Assad out? Because Assad killed Rafiq Hariri, the prime minister of Lebanon, who was very close to the royal family. As a matter of fact, Hariri made his money in Saudi Arabia as a contractor, just like Bin Laden Group. Yeah, I always thought that they had a secret passage in the Grand Mosque for Osama. I always thought he was hiding in the Grand Mosque and that he traveled in Saudi Arabia in a curtain-covered harem limousine. And you know that they dress as women when they come to kill Americans in Afghanistan, right? You know that, right? And in Iraq. Yeah. So let's see what it says. They advocated the ouster of Bashar al-Assad, and even calls for military intervention to bring this about was taken aback by the agreement signed by Kerry and his Russian handlers, his Russian counterpart and handler, Sergei Lavrov, on the removal of Syria's chemical weapons. The Saudis contend. You know why we didn't go to Syria? Because we would find all the Iraqi chemical weapons. And then Bush would have been vindicated, and it would have hurt us in the polls. Better Americans die than we get hurt in the polls. The Saudis contend that the elimination of these weapons, which have killed over 1,000 people, and there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. If you don't believe me, ask all the dead people up in Halabja. Oh, they were Kurds. They weren't Iraqis. Yeah. They were killed by Saddam. What did he kill, 5,000 in one village? No chemical weapons? What did he have? What was his relative's name that got hanged after him? Chemical Ali? Yeah. Oh, no. Bush was wrong. He never should have went. His father should have went. His father didn't go far enough, and Bush went too far. The Saudis contend that the elimination of these weapons have killed 1,000 people will not save the Syrian people from the tyranny and violence of the regime that has already caused the deaths of over 100,000 Syrians with conventional weapons. I can solve this Middle East problem tomorrow. We can put an end to all this terror, and we don't have to hurt anybody after we conquer it and convert everybody to Christianity. And that will be the way to win. They were Christians before the Muslims came. It's time to go back to Christianity. Saudi Arabia regards the Kerry-Lavrov agreement both as an American capitulation to Russia. Well, we're working for the Russians now. We hitch rides. We have no stars in the sky anymore. John Kennedy said we'd have a man on the moon, and that was the last Democrat that kept his promise. And he gave us the space age. And now we hitch rides with the Russians, and they're raising the prices. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. And sometimes they bump us. The kingdom also protested the fact that while Russian President Vladimir Putin coordinated with his allies before presenting the Russian compromise proposal that led to the agreement, the Obama administration agreed to the proposal without consulting Saudi Arabia. And to think that the king of Saudi Arabia let Obama bow to him and gave him a gold Mr. T starter kit. Yeah. Moreover, some argued that the agreement was nothing more than an indirect deal between the U.S. and Iran, elevating the latter's status in the region. Saudi Arabia also expressed its displeasure with the U.S. on the international stage by canceling an October 1st, 2013 speech by its representative in the Security Council and by rejecting on October the 18th the offer of non-permanent membership in the Security Council. The kingdom's anger over the U.S. policy and its suspicions regarding the Obama administration's integrity intensified. You know what Obama's slogan should be? No one is exempt from being double-crossed. He's fair and impartial, even further in light of the new U.S. openness towards the Iranian regime. The Saudi press voiced harsh criticism of this development, and articles expressed a suspicion and apprehension. In this article was mentioned Bahrain, right? Bahrain is this very small kingdom. You can fart on one end and smell it on the other. And it is home of the U.S. fleet. And the Iranians consider Bahrain to be an Iranian territory, like Saddam considered Kuwait to be, an Iraqi territory. And they rattled the sword with Bahrain, and they who has a strong Shia population, but the royal family of Bahrain is Sunni, and they have very close ties to Saudi. So Saudi is their umbrella. We were talking about umbrellas when I created this blog tonight. And Saudi is their umbrella, and Saudi troops would come in to defend Bahrain. But Bahrain could be forced to ask the U.S. fleet to get out for its own protection, and then the U.S. fleet would have nowhere to turn but to the Emirates. And that would not be good. So that's basically the Saudi. And you know what else? The Saudis will the Saudi? I'm reading some of the stuff here. The Saudis will go nuclear, and I'll tell you who's going to go nuclear. And when that happens, it's going to rattle the entire world. Japan will go nuclear. When the threat of China becomes so great that they can't take it anymore, and seeing how Obama betrays his allies and how the U.S. has a tendency to double-cross its allies, Japan will say, it's us against them, and we can't count on the USA, just like Israel is now coming to the realization they've been sold out. And that's why they attacked Syria the other day. And I'm sure Obama didn't get the word. I'm sure
that for the safety of Israeli pilots, they did not tell Obama they were going to do a light dusting in Syria. And God bless them for having the matzo balls to do it. Because don't count on us. And if you don't believe me, go back to 1950. Ask the Hungarians how much help we gave them. And Taiwan, God help you. You better be real strong because nobody's coming to your help, your aid. Nobody. And I know how the Democrats are going to spin it. I remember Kennedy and Nixon having debates on defending Taiwan from Red China. And not only were they adamant about defending Taiwan, the offshore islands of Quemoy and Matsu were also to be defended. And each one was saying, we will defend Formosa and the offshore islands of Quemoy and Matsu. Now the double-crossing Democrats are in the driver's seat, and if China tomorrow rattles the sword, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we promised to defend Formosa, but not Taiwan. Yeah, you better change your name back. Anyway, that's the name of that tune. We'll break. I'll give you a nice tune if I can find myself here. Everything is, I never click the right a place to be. I never click the right one. You have that problem on your internet? Let's see what we got here. Come on. Here we are. We've got to go back to the studio. We're in the studio. Here you go. And this is for, I'm dedicating this to President Obama. And never forget that the symbol of the godless party of death is the public. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, Mr. President.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Okay. What else can we say? Oh, somebody sent me this. I'll read it to you. It's the definition of insanity. And it was done by Ben Stein. Fathom the hypocrisy of a government that requires every citizen to prove they are insured, but not everyone must prove that they are a citizen. And now, any of those who refuse or are unable to prove they are citizens will receive free insurance paid for by those who are forced to buy insurance because they are citizens. You know what? It's a bad deal to be an American today. It's a good deal if you're not an American and you want to come here. You can really score big.
I love this country, everything free. I have a house in Lake Munchkin on the water. I pay $5 million in food stamps. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. We're being milked. We're being milked like cows. That's what the symbol of the nation should be. One cow being milked. Oh, this one's a good one. This is my favorite. Did you hear about this today? Chinese state media shows plans for nuke strikes on the U.S. Oh, they got a map. Oh, Oregon. You're in the zone. Oregon. Washington State. I can't believe this. Yeah, they got a map. It looks like the West Coast is going to take the hit. They show plans for strikes in New York, in the U.S. cities. Let's see if it says what it says here. On Monday, leading media outlets, including China Central TV, the People's Daily, the Global Times, the PLA, the New York Times, the China Youth Daily, the Guangmin Daily, ran Newsweek's in here. Yeah, the Daily Worker is in here. Yeah, who's the Daily Worker today? You're not a Daily Worker, my friend. You're working daily because you got a lot of people you got to take care of that you don't even know who they are on a first-name basis. This is the first time in 42 years since the establishment of our Navy's strategic submarine force that we reveal on such a large scale the secrets of our first-generation underwater nuclear force. The Global Times said in a lengthy article titled China for the First Time Possesses Effective Underwater Nuclear Deterrence Against the United States. The article features 30 photos and graphics detailing the power of the rulers of the United States. Will they let us stay here or will we have to go? What do you think? Do you think they'll let us stay here? If we lose, and you know what, we could turn to our allies. They'd take us in, wouldn't they? You know, wouldn't they take us in? England? Would England take us in? Would France? It said, it told me to go to this thing, but I can't get there. I got to cancel it. Okay, so basically what the Chinese are saying is that, I'll tell you what some people are saying about this report, because I got that. But Seattle. Hey, Seattle, you're on the hit list. Los Angeles, on the hit list. And they can go all the way with radiation poisoning all the way to Chicago. You know what? The day that the towers came down, that was a knock-knock. There's more people coming. That's what that was, a knock-knock. That was a knock-knock joke. There are massive amounts of Chinese going to flight school in my city right now. I live in Redding, California. I see them every day. That's Frank. Noel says China must be considered a threat. We must not be nice to them. We must kick out all ambassadors from China. China wants control of the world via the New World Order, and we must not allow this. Noel. So what is President Q going to do? Apologize to them? That's Freddie. Gilbert says Bill Clinton is a traitor and should stand trial for this. He's the one who allowed China to have guidance systems for their missiles that allow them now to be able to hit our cities. Boiler number 3 in hell is going to be packed with Democrats. Ted Kennedy's down there working all alone. He needs help. I would give Bill Scheer as 40%, the media that helped elect him 20%, the educator and judges for dumbing down America another 20%, and another 20% to people being ignorant, perhaps even willfully. And that's just my opinion from a guy called Common Sense. Thanks to the seditious traitor Bill Clinton, we gave away over 25 years of nuclear technology to the Chinese. Can anyone tell me why this man has not been arrested for treason and hung at the gallows? Because if you smoke weed, you can miss the hangman's rope. If you endorse weed, you're okay. China is our friend, maybe before Obama. I don't buy that. I'll tell you what Jimmy from Brooklyn says, that we got sucked in. The CIA thought that they were going to be able to play China against Russia. So when Russia was playing a bad guy and China was playing good guy, we gave the good guy money. And then when we thought that the good guy was turning bad guy, we gave Russia money. And the both of them have been building up their military, and we've been paying for it. China, Russia, and other nations are now and never have been our friends except when their ass was in a sling and they needed someone with courage and strength to save them. World War II was a question of they needed us to prevent them from being overrun by the German and Japanese armies. If we had not stepped in with the Lend-Lease program, England, Europe, and Russia would be under German control. China was invaded by the Japanese armies, and they were conquering and exploiting it of its resources. The only thing that saved either of them was American aid, resources, and lives. And the other enemy we face today is radical Islam terrorists, and the one that's in the White House. And George Patton said, if we try to be everything to everybody, we will go broke at doing it. And you know what the first president, the greatest president we ever had, George Washington said, avoid foreign entanglements. Man, we're like in a spider web. Personally, I'm concerned about Chinese capabilities, but not nearly as much as I am about Iran's potential nuclear capability. China is, for all her faults, a fairly responsible sovereign nation that understands the ramifications of an attack on the U.S. Stop overestimating us and underestimating your enemy. That message goes out to everybody. What is problematic is having a commander-in-chief that doesn't understand even basic military doctrine. If he can't get health care right, how is he going to lead us into battle? And the last time he led us into battle, he left two guys to die. And he didn't even care about it. And who was engaging in a and Hillary Clinton, oh my God, make her look bad. She'd wipe out a whole division. Who cares how they died? What does it matter? We're Democrats. Yeah, whether it was two terrorists out for a walk, two college kids. Yeah, maybe college kids are the biggest terrorists. And who is engaging in a purge of those leaders that do understand? Mr. Obama, in recent overtures to Iran, virtually guaranteed that country's bomb. Iran and China have nothing in common, this superficial friendliness. China is fairly responsible. Iran is not. Iran has no moral underpinnings that would even slightly retard her willingness to use nuclear weapons. Oh, going back to our friends in Saudi Arabia, they're not standing by while Iran gets a nuke. They will make a deal with the Russians. I guarantee you they're talking to the Russians now about buying nukes to counteract Iran. Iran has no moral underpinnings that would even slightly retard her willingness to use nuclear weapons. Indeed, Iran is rehearsing delivery techniques she is currently capable of to deliver an EMP attack against the United States. And given the ineffectiveness of the sink, have you noticed the movie about the North Korean terrorists going in and killing everybody in the White House? Did you see that movie? That is another movie out, going in and killing everybody in the White House. What is Hollywood doing here? Are they running training films for our enemies? Iran is rehearsing delivery techniques. Given the ineffectiveness of the sink, whatever that is, and the leaderless military, an EMP attack would plunge America into unimaginable chaos in the darkness. Also, the EMP attack that takes out all of your electricity, with no power and almost no vehicles for nearly a year. Probably half of Americans would starve or be killed in the ensuing chaos. Did you see the chaos at the airport today? Somebody fell and nobody stopped to pick them up. There's trampling. We are animals. We are not Americans. We are not the strong must protect the weak. We kill our own. We kill 1,200,000 kids a year. You mean out of 1,200,000 kids, there wasn't one kid worth saving? Not one? Jesus, God didn't do that to Sodom and Gomorrah. Given the ineffectiveness of the sink. So the EMP attack is the one that everybody's worried about. probably half of Americans would starve. During this period, it's conceivable that China would, under the guise of humanitarian aid, take control of the entire Western United States. It is also likely that some of the South American countries would act similarly in the American South and Southeast. Well, Iran is in Venezuela, and I'm sure Castro still lives for the day when he could nuke the USA. And everybody loves Castro. 189 UN nations love Castro, and only the United States and one other country, Israel. Israel was the only one that stood with us. Yeah, well, that's your problem, Israel, because we're not standing with you. Never, never. Obama has signed your death warrant. And if you don't do it, God help you. I spent 30-plus years in the U.S. Army's nuclear weapons program. I tested nuclear devices. Where are these guys on the talk shows? You never get anybody that comes on the talk shows and gives you the straight scoop. Guys that are in contact, guys that are on the ground, all these poor GIs in Afghanistan, you never hear them get on the phone and say, hey, I can't tell you where I am, what my unit is, but this army is totally screwed up. They have undone everything that Bush did. This president is nuts. He's going to get us all killed. We're all afraid over here. Call me. I'll get it out on the air. I spent 30-plus years in the U.S. nuclear reserves program. And I maintain the war reserve stockpile. I studied in war game likely scenarios. I pray I am wrong. I have often been asked, how should I prepare for an EMP attack? Not easily, but find allies in advance. Stock up on food for yourself and others. Stock up on ammunition. A 22 LR cartridge, that's, they have 22 bullet, this is a short and a long, this is a long, it's a very small bullet, will be worth more than you can imagine. Most of all, plan to and learn how to live like the Amish. The grocery stores will be empty and silent. If you are a diabetic and need some medicine, you'll need a year's supply of it, and this means to store it. Plan to organize your neighborhoods like military units. Sir Wizard, I like what you say. Jung, I totally agree with you. However, I would add one point. This, at the time of launch, we would count the launch, and with our heavy edge in tech, any power that wants to play games can, but it'll also end up in the frying pan, including China. You better pray. Like when they relieved those two, when Obama relieved those two generals, like one guy was in charge of 450 intercontinental missiles, and he puts in there somebody that and then gets an order, you know what, we don't need 450, just arm 100. Susie Jung, I don't think so. Sir Wizard, sorry Jung, I don't think so. We would detect incoming missiles from Iran, but they don't have that capability. They have to launch crappy inaccurate scuds from ships just off our coast. Yeah, container ships, that's what I see coming. We have no time to react from the mainland. Any counterstrike would have to come from overseas military bases. Do you know that our once mighty nuclear stockpile has been reduced to only 250 by Mr. Obama, the peacemaker? Don't you? He's working as I write this to eliminate the remainder. There is virtually no possibility that China would be attacked just because Iran hit us. Certainly not with the current sink. Yes, it is possible that Iran would be retaliated against, but they don't care. They aren't like civilized people. As long as they can achieve their stated goal, vaporize Israel and hurt the great Satan. So he's telling you that Obama is cutting down the stockpile. He's getting rid of top officers in the military that are pro-American, and he's promoting his lackeys. Oh, you know what I say? I say if Patton was alive today and walked through the Pentagon, all you would hear would be screams, shots, and people jumping out of windows, followed by their swivel chair. Humming in that all shipping is under observation by the NRO, any kind of blank is checked out and gone back in time were it to come from by the NSA. They don't only listen, they also track. And if any kind of ship headed in our waters, it would be checked out for those areas that are blanked out or shielded. And Sir Wizard says, John, accuracy is not required for an EMP attack. They only have to reach an altitude above the atmosphere, and space is big. I think they can hit it. Orbiting is not required, only to lob into low space over our mainland. Ideally, one over Pennsylvania, one over Ohio, and one over Eastern California. There are huge targets that a Scud can handle. Neutron weapons are thermonuclear weapons. Iran is a long way from such technology unless they kidnap me. In any case, a neutron weapon requires pinpoint accuracy, and there's no real pinpoint in such an attack on us. Not enough destruction to suit them because they don't make a nice big bang. Neutron weapons are only suitable tactically on the battlefield. Don't be so sure that a ship would be detected. Doesn't have to be an Iranian naval vessel. Any ship will do that can carry a shipping container. It could be Maersk. The Russians recently operated a vessel in the Gulf of Mexico for over a month without being detected by the ever-so-incompetent Obama regime. If he can't protect two men on a rooftop, he cannot protect the nation. Small ships carrying Cuban refugees are often not detected until the Coast Guard sees them. Same for Haitians. Even if they are spotted, hostile intent has to be determined. We don't usually blow ships out of the water because we don't like who they represent. And here's a guy named Fred. Any nuclear war returns the entire planet to the Stone Age. Yeah. Oh, you think so? There's always somebody with an angle, man. Oh, Vomit will keep the particulars of this, if true, under wraps until he's out of office and living back in Kenya in retirement. President Obama has or will replace most credible military top brass with anti-American weasels who work to weaken the U.S. armed forces. And, oh, my God, this woman is in the military and she's retired. Okay. Okay, then. From this map, it looks like we lose California, Oregon, and Washington, a chock full of liberals. I think we can live with that. It's true, but you know what? What did Lot say to God? If we could find 50 good guys, they only found Lot. Yeah, remember that. And you know what? If you look at the list of the KIAs, they come from those three states, betrayed by their own state. But there are many a SEAL comes out of California, born in California. Oregon and Washington, you know, there are guys who serve. And for that reason, we have to be more united, and that's one of our problems. We got to go back to being united. The communists, since Nam, have managed to divide this country and balkanize it, and Ted Kennedy helped them by bringing in people that don't even speak English and have no intention of learning it. Yet, you can go to the motor vehicle and you can go to the counter and say, I don't speak English, I'm from Moldavia. Got anybody that speaks Moldavian? And you'll come up with somebody. Right here on Staten Island, the woman says, anybody speak Moldavian? The guy says, I do. He says, come up to the front. All right? Okay, so you know what we do when they come here from a foreign country? We give them Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone for English. And in 6 weeks, they'll be speaking like Gary Grant. Obanzo, the anointed and magnificent one, doesn't have the backbone of a pea ant. If courage was gasoline, he wouldn't have enough power to power a pea ant's moped around a grain of rice. Yeah, well, calling them names ain't going to solve it, and he's not alone. He has a lot of seeds he's planted. Little communist hammer and sickle flowers that are growing in the government every day. And to get rid of him does not solve the problem because the damage has been done over the years. I honestly believe the State Department is more communist today than it was in Joe McCarthy's time. Joe McCarthy. Blessed Joe McCarthy, who had a list of traitors. And if you say anything about the communists, the first thing they label you is a McCarthyite. They come out, they got this little label machine, you know, the race card. They have cards and labels. That's all they have. I fail to understand why we are viewed as a threat to their existence. Oh, I hate the news nowadays. All I hear is more destruction. Thanks, Obama. Why isn't he impeached yet? Oh, they won't. And here's the answer. He isn't impeached because he's black and the chickens in the Congress are afraid to kick him out. He knows it, too. You can't impeach the first black communist president, even if he is a communist and wants to sink your country. Well, I tell you something. I seen something in the faces of black college girls today when their great black hope was discovered lying, and now they're getting a little sinking feeling in their stomach, and I felt sorry for them. I know what it's like. You count on somebody, and you put your life on the line for them. You stake your reputation on them, and it turns out they're no good. That's a hard, you know, you thought somebody loved you. He told you all the right things. He was good. But behind the scenes, he was doing you wrong. There's a song called Frankie and Johnny. That's how far back that goes. He was fooling around with Nellie Bly. And I forget which one was the girl, Frankie or Johnny. And she put a couple of rounds in him. Yep. But that's life, man. I'm not saying put any rounds in any president. That's the last thing I would want. That's the last thing anybody should want. Don't even think about it. There's only one way to do him, and that's the American way. Fire him. That's the only... When I say fire, it's not a weapon. It's a job loss. So having said that, I'm going to close out the show. And let me see if we can give you something that I'm going to donate this to those black college girls who got had a wake-up call today and were brokenhearted. It's not playing. Doesn't that frost you? Let me see. Let me try it again. I wanted to play Love Hurts, but it wouldn't let me do it. Here's one. We'll try this one. Oh, I guess we're not playing. So I guess we got to sign off. And I wish you well. I wish you a new country, a United States, and we all got to come together because, like Ben Franklin once said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. Have a nice night.